From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a police officer accused of mishandling missing persons cases is detained. The foreign ministry stresses that the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the common goal of South Korea and the U.S. A scorching heat wave grips the country as a northbound typhoon draws hot, humid air from the south. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. A police officer accused of falsifying records in a missing persons case has been detained and may face criminal charges. Jang Mi-ran, the missing woman whose case was closed under questionable circumstances in May, was found dead Monday on Jeju Island, and her identity was confirmed Tuesday. Yoon So-young has this report.
Jang Mi-ran, age 37, went missing in May while staying in Hanlim-eub, a township in Jeju City. The Jeju Provincial Police Agency found her body just 400 meters away on Monday morning, 104 days after she was reported missing. A police officer with the Jeju Western Police Station surnamed Pu is behind bars on suspicion of improperly closing Chang's case and that of a missing man in his 60s, and wrongfully deleting records on both individuals from the police computer system. The man in his 60s was found dead Saturday. The bodies of two other missing men were found Monday on Jeju Island, bringing the count to four in just a few days on the island alone. But police said both men had been reported missing in separate cases, neither of which Pu handled. Pu was taken back into custody on Tuesday after the Jeju District Court granted a detention warrant, citing the risk that he could flee or destroy evidence. Police had arrested him without a warrant on Saturday, but on Monday, the court ordered his release, ruling that the requirements for an emergency arrest hadn't been met because his whereabouts were known and he could be contacted. On Tuesday, all those in the chain of command at the Jeju Western Police Station were placed on standby duty pending an investigation. President Lee Jae-myung wants a new body established to oversee police reforms with the goal of strengthening accountability, saying at a cabinet meeting Tuesday that lax police discipline and a lack of accountability in public safety matters have recently emerged as serious concerns. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The foreign ministry has stressed that the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the common goal of South Korea and the U.S. amid concerns that the U.S. could seek dialogue with the North at the cost of accepting its nuclear weapons program. Ministry spokesperson Park Do-sun said Tuesday that the two countries have consistently upheld the goal of establishing peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and making the peninsula nuclear-free. He said the two countries are pursuing North Korea policies based on close cooperation, adding that their foreign policy chiefs discussed the matter over the phone the previous day. Park's remarks come after the ministry issued a press release on the phone talks between Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and his U.S. counterpart Marco Rubio, which made no mention of denuclearization. U.S. President Donald Trump has used his Truth Social platform to send what appears to be another conciliatory message to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un shortly after scaling back joint U.S. military exercises with South Korea. Trump on Monday posted three old photos of him and Kim, with the first picture seemingly taken at the first North Korea-U.S. summit in Singapore in June 2018. The other two appear to be from their third meeting, held in June 2019 at Panmunjom, the symbolic truce village inside the demilitarized zone. But Trump didn't include any photos from his second summit with Kim in Vietnam in February 2019, which collapsed due to conflicting demands over denuclearization and sanctions relief. The United States has announced a new round of sanctions on Iran that would sever the country's every economic lifeline, as well as secondary sanctions on nations that continue to do business with the regime. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said during a press conference on Monday local time that the campaign dubbed Operation Economic Outcast would foreclose every other option available to the Iranian regime. Bessent said Iran faces a clear choice between complete global isolation and the opportunity to rejoin the global economy. Sectors that could be subject to secondary sanctions include digital assets, technology, gold, aviation, and shipping.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A scorching heat wave is gripping the country as a northbound typhoon draws in hot, humid air from the south. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Tuesday, heat wave warnings are in effect for eastern Seoul, South Gyeonggi Province, parts of the Chungcheong region, and the southern regions, as well as parts of the Gangwon coast, while heat wave advisories have been issued for most non-mountainous areas. Adding to the heat is a typhoon moving northward from south of the Korean peninsula. Several typhoons are moving northward simultaneously in the northwestern Pacific, including Typhoon Saudel, a Category 4 storm that is currently passing over waters east of Okinawa, Japan. The weather agency expects Saudel to make landfall in southern China on Friday morning. Hyundai Motor and its labor union have reached a tentative wage agreement, avoiding further production losses after a series of strikes. According to the union, the agreement was reached Tuesday during the 17th round of negotiations, which began a day earlier at the automaker's plant in Ulsan. The agreement includes higher monthly base pay, a performance bonus of more than 400% of the base pay, plus 12.7 million won, 15 company shares, welfare points, and higher summer vacation allowances. The company also agreed to hire 500 new production workers through 2028, while the two sides agreed to revisit bonus increases next year and extend the retirement age without expanding the wage peak system if relevant legislation is revised. North Korea plans to send a delegation of about 100 athletes to compete in 14 sports at the 2026 Aichi Nagoya Asian Games next month. Kwo Chul-ho, Secretary General of the North Korean Olympic Committee, told the Chosun Shinbo, a Tokyo-based pro-North newspaper, on Tuesday that he expects the delegation will win more medals at the upcoming event despite its reduced size and participation in fewer sports compared to the previous games. North Korea registered a total of 185 athletes for 18 events at the last Asian Games held in Hangzhou, China in 2023. That appearance marked the North's return to an international multi-sport event for the first time in 5 years, resulting in a total of 39 medals, including 11 gold, 18 silver, and 10 bronze medals. The number of foreigners who visited South Korea last month topped 2 million. The Korea Tourism Organization estimated on Tuesday that 2,093,223 foreigners visited the nation in July. That's up nearly 21% from the same period last year and about 145% of the figure for July 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic started. There were 777,000 Chinese visitors last month, 330,000 from Japan, 261,000 from Taiwan, and 150,000 from the U.S. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.